Education Investment Act. He is Representative Drew Hansen of Bainbridge Island. Thanks a lot for joining us, my man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. When will free college start? How do families apply for free or reduced tuition anyways?
Starts this fall. So get those applications in as soon as you can. You apply by doing the same financial aid forms you do just for any other financial aid. So apply for federal and state financial aid, and you know you're eligible if you're a family of four with income of 50 grand or less for full free public tuition, and it's discounted for you if you're up to, I think it's about 90 grand a year or less for a family of four. So that's about $1,000 off at UW or WSU.
So I want to. We've heard quite a bit from our listeners who have texted in, and I want to pose something to you and give you a chance to respond to this. So Michael says, "Who do you think is paying for this? My daughter and I own a business. We have one employee. Our B&O tax went up $8,000 a year to pay for someone else's kids to go to college. Can't you even begin to think through an issue instead of just saying mindlessly, 'That's great. If it's so great, why don't you chip in?'"
So if your daughter, for your listener, if your daughter and you own a business that has $1 million in revenue in services and other, then yeah, you're going to be paying more, as my business is going to be paying more, I hope, if we make more than $1 million this year. But if you're below that, and if it's a two-person business, the likelihood's fairly high you're below that, then you're not. I mean, the whole point of this is if you're a larger firm that probably depends on highly educated workforce somewhere in it, you're going to be paying. And if you're a two-person shop that grosses 120 grand a year, you're not.
Talk to us about the non-college options. School isn't for everyone. Apprenticeships are available, trade schools. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, great question. Great question. So we do full tuition for apprenticeships, too, in skilled trades and elsewhere. But, of course, a lot of what we think of as trade school happens in the community colleges, right? So if you want to go be a welder, one of the ways you do that is with a 13-week course at a community college. Well, good news, this is going to pick up the tuition for that. So, 13 weeks after you start, you're going to be able to go, go get your welding certificate, go get a job.
And what about people who say, wait, I had to work my way through college, I had to take out loans. What about some kind of debt relief for people who have student loans, where this isn't just for a certain population, but others who have also worked hard to pay for their college tuition can benefit?
Yeah, no, and that's something we'll look at in the future as this fund grows. I think, in fact, we had a bill to do that. We just couldn't do it at the end of the day. But I think for now we want to try to address it on a couple levels. One is keep a handle on tuition, which we do by state law. We cap public college tuition increases by state law at like a little over 2% per year. And then second is make it free or reduce for as many as families as we can so we don't, we can don't get people going deeper and deeper into debt. But I think you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm more than supportive of doing something to the extent we have the money for people who have debt already. I just, for now, this is all we could focus on.
And we're also getting a lot of this sentiment. This is from 360 saying, "I'm 54 years old. I make $52,000 a year in construction. I have no kids. I did not go to college yet. I have to pay for someone else's kid to attend. I have to pay for paid family leave, which I don't have. I pay for teachers' pensions, which I don't have. Pay for government vacations and holidays I don't have. All these government giveaways and tax increases are slowly breaking my back. How come no politician in the state is speaking for me and those like me?"
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're making $54,000 as a single person in construction, you are probably not owning a business that's grossing more than $1 million a year, so you're not paying for this free college at all, with respect. I mean, maybe I don't fully understand the listener's situation, but it doesn't sound like you're going to be subject to this bill.
So this is, being a state deal, and I understand, it's your job. It has to start somewhere where the state is helping with this. At some point, with this... Will the federal kind of help with something like this?
Well, I mean, look, I don't know if you're tracking the Democratic presidential debates, but they're all like free college this and free college that, and they all got great plans for free college. And I mean, I don't know where they're going to get their free college money to pay for all of it, right? I mean, I think they're just, I mean, I guess the federal government's different. I've never quite understood why. It looks like they can just cut taxes and not pay for it, and magic happens. But we have to pay for what we do, which I think is good because that keeps you honest. So if there is, I think Senator Warren has a proposal for a wealth tax that would fully fund her free college plan. I'm sure Senator Sanders and others are doing that. But man, I think that's a hard hard lift at the federal level. You just look at Congress, it doesn't look like God bless them, they're good public servants, but it is awfully hard, it seems, for them to do anything big these days. So although I would love to see national action on something like this, because I think it makes sense that we would have, you know, public college funded as the public good it was back in the 50s and 60s, where, you know, you could get through a public college or university for relatively low in tuition. I don't know how realistic that is anytime soon.
So, Representative Hansen, this starts this fall. If I'm listening to this and this is something that I would like to take part in or take advantage of, what do I do?
Oh, great question. So you should go on the Internet, Washington College Grant. You're going to get just Google Washington College Grant, all right? And just, you know, remember that's apprenticeships too. It's not just the college grant. And I'm just looking at it right now. Yeah, okay. So the first thing that comes up is the Student Achievement Council, which is the administrator of the program. That's got all the information you need, how to apply, who's eligible, you know, the tables, the whole deal. And yeah, man, if y'all don't mind, just push this out as wide as you want, because we want people to take advantage of this. We want people who thought college wasn't even realistic or tuition was too high, you know, to know that they're going to have a shot to go get that job they dreamed about. So appreciate y'all publicizing it.
Representative Drew Hansen of Bainbridge Island, thank you, my man. Appreciate you joining the Gene Ursula Show.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. God bless me.